Good day, everybody. Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. It's time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets here today. We'll have your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Hey, cattle producers, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, January 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Sale time is at 8 a.m. Central Time, 23,000 head to sell, 8,800 yearling steers, 4,300 yearling heifers, and 9,300 weaned calves. For information about these lots of cattle that will be selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Well, moderate to firm pressure quickly developed through cattle trade today. This not only eroded early gains, but also reset the tone of the market today on the potential to close futures moderately to sharply lower. In live cattle, futures pulled back from moderate gains seen during the morning, and even with strong support seen in boxed beef values, the overall support in nearby and deferred future contracts quickly eroded. Contracts held losses of 35 to 72 cents per hundredweight, with front month futures backing away from the $120 per hundredweight price level seen this morning. This allowed further market weakness to develop throughout the complex near the closing bell. Meanwhile, cash markets were quiet in live trade, with little to no direction developing in the complex. And in feeder cattle, the inability to hold firm morning gains as traders moved back into the complex created some underlying concerns across all cattle trade. March futures held triple-digit losses, which led the market lower and caused some traders to wonder just how much the underlying support is in the feeder cattle complex at this point. Price shifts, though, continued to develop over the end of the session, but it appears that the weaker tone has continued. And grain futures were mostly higher today, with soybeans trying to regain Monday's losses on stronger trade in Asia. The dollar reversed direction but posted mild gains after taking a beating yesterday. Investors remained wary about whether the Trump administration will use a weak dollar to stimulate the U.S. economy. Meanwhile, corn prices firmed to new six-month highs overnight on slow but steady buying. Meanwhile, March tried to confirm a move above its 200-day moving average while retracing half the sell-off from June highs on the nearby chart. Soybeans attempted to recover after 3 days of selling, though an early rally in Asia started to fade a little. Wheat prices were little changed after pulling back from a small rally earlier in the overnight session. Hard red winter wheat futures, though, were able to edge above Monday's highs on dry forecasts. That'll do it for your afternoon wrap-up. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.